Chapter 30. Jesse brought a copy of the Nighthawk's letter with him when he went to see Dix. "Could you read this for me?" Jesse said. Dix nodded and picked up the letter. He read it carefully and handed it back to Jesse. "The serial home invader in paradise?" Dix said. "Yes. There were pictures of his victims, but I didn't bring them."
"No need," Dix said.
"What do you think?" Jesse said.
Dix tipped his chair back with his elbows resting on the arms and his fingers laced across his flat stomach.
"He seems to understand himself," Dix said.
"You don't think he's crazy?" Jesse said.
"I do," Dix said. "And that is what he seems to understand."
Jesse nodded. "Anything in there that'll help me catch him?"
"Not much," Dix said. "Tell me about the women.
Married, mothers, all around 40. Dark hair, good enough looking, but not head turners.
3 so far," Dix said.
"Yes.
So we may have some idea of what kind of woman he favors."
"Kind of a small sample," Jesse said.
"It's all you have at the moment," Dix said.
"Theory of the case?"
"Guy likes to take pictures of naked women," Jesse said.
Dix smiled.
"Hard to argue against that," he said.
"Anything you see in the letter?" Jesse said. "Besides, he knows he's crazy."
"He promises to keep doing it," Dix said.
"It's my impression that it is unusual for peeping Toms to graduate to home invasion," Jesse said.
"That is my impression as well," Dix said.
"But it happens."
"Yes," Dix said.
"And it happened with this guy," Jesse said.
"Unless he's lying about being the peeping Tom."
"You think he is?"
"Don't know," Dix said.
"So say it's the truth. Why would someone take that step?"
"There's no way to know, as was the case with your panty checker," Dix said. "We have no idea what all of this means to him."
"Peeping Tom work is so much less dangerous," Jesse said. "And if you are caught, the consequences are much less severe."
"Maybe that's the charm of home invasion," Dix said.
"The risk?"
"It seems from this letter that he wants to be caught," Dix said.
"So we just sit around and wait until he catches himself?" Jesse said.
"He also doesn't want to be caught," Dix said.
"Conflicted," Jesse said.
Dix smiled and nodded.
"And obsessive," Jesse said.
Dix smiled and nodded again.
"If we knew why," Jesse said.
"Probably wouldn't do you much good," Dix said. "A lot of obsessions are rooted in long-ago events that the obsessed aren't even aware of."
Jesse nodded. "I mean, pretty much every guy I know would look at a nude woman if he could," Jesse said.
Dix nodded.
"Wouldn't you?"
Dix smiled.
"I'm behind the desk," Dix said.
"You're in front of it."
"Which means I don't get to know anything about you?" Jesse said.
"You know several things," Dix said.
"I knew you used to be a cop and you used to be a drunk," Jesse said.
"And you also know that I have a PhD from Chicago and an MD from Harvard."
"How would I know that?" Jesse said.
"And you, a trained detective," Dix said.
He pointed to the diplomas framed on his wall.
"Okay," Jesse said.
"But you know what I'm saying. Most men are interested in female nudity."
"Most straight men," Dix said.
Jesse nodded.
"But most men don't do what this guy does," he said.
"Because they are not driven by his need," Dix said.
"So what the fuck is his need?" Jesse said.
"There may be a clue," Dix said.
"In the letter, he speaks of a need to see."
"I need to see," Jesse quoted. "I need to know their secret."
"You didn't miss it," Dix said.
"What's the secret?" Jesse said.
"We have no way to know," Dix said.
"How about a guess?" Jesse said. "Anything's better than nothing."
Dix paused and didn't speak for a moment.
"There was a famous British aesthete," Dix said, "who, on his wedding night, was so traumatized by the sight of his bride's pubic hair that he could not consummate the marriage."
"He was a virgin?" Jesse said.
"Apparently," Dix said.
"That had to be a while ago," Jesse said.
"Long time, yes," Dix said. "It is difficult in our time to reach marriage age without being aware that women have pubic hair."
"But," Jesse said, "if it was a kid discovering that, and the circumstances were sufficiently traumatizing," Dix said.
"The shameful secret," Jesse said.
Dix nodded.
"Every woman's shameful secret," Jesse said.
"To one degree or another," Dix said.
"He might need to keep going over it," Jesse said.
Dix shrugged.
Might, he said. Either because he's hoping it won't be true this time, Jesse said, or because he wants to reaffirm the essential baseness of women, Dick said. And the pictures would be evidence, Jesse said, proof of the secret. Maybe, Dick said. You've interviewed the victims? Of course. Did he touch them? No, he never got close to them, Jesse said. Threatened them? Just along the lines of, do what I say and you won't get hurt, Jesse said. Verbally abusive? No, Jesse said. Of course, it might not be that. True, Dick said. Might be something entirely different, Jesse said. Might, Dick said. So, what difference does it make? Jesse said. None that I can see, Dick said. So why are we talking about it? It's your session, Dick said. Jesse was silent for a moment. Then he said, maybe it's better than talking about me. Dix nodded and looked at his watch. Or maybe you think it is, Dix said. Let's talk about that next time.